Holy Mem Chesem and Aleph by Rabbi Huda Omer. So the Mishnah said that he's chayav kavuras. So Rabbi Huda says that even Ani Shel Yisrael lo yifchus from Shnei Chalilim and Mefenen. He has to give her at least, besides the kura, there's the lavoya, the hespedim. So they would do it with musical accompaniments and a mekunenis. So we're saying the Tanakama sabra hani loy. It's apparent that the Tanakama holds these knots. So hechidami, either urcha. If it was common that everybody else would get that, so that was the member. So Rashi says, Urcha was referring to the members of the family. This is what was standard for this family. So when he married her, that was understood. That's what he's going to do. So my time in the Tadakama, the Merloi. So why would the Tadakama say that he's not mechuyav to do that? Vidalav Urcha. Excuse me, and if it's not normal to do this, it wasn't her way to do this. My time with the Rabbi Yehuda, so why would Yehuda say that he's mechuyev to do that? So my answer is Litzricha. You go into Urche Didei, we'll have Urche Dido. His family, this was standard procedure. In her family, it wasn't. So the Tanakhama says that even though it was the standard practice in his family, it wasn't the practice in her family, and therefore he wasn't mechayim himself when he married to take her up to his standards. And Huda says he was. Says Hanukkah Masaber Kibrinan Ali Imoy Veni Redes Imoy. The Morse says later on that in general the rule is that he has to take her up to his standard. But he can't take her down to if he's lower than her standard, but if he's higher, he has to take her up in regards to the derech of, let's say, pranasa, etc., whatever it is. But hani mili mechayim, so he's committed to raise her to a higher standard of living. He can't. So if he has his family has a higher standard, she has a right to expect that in the marriage. But hani mili mechayim, that's when they're alive, but there's a higher standard of living. This is not a higher standard of living, there's a higher standard of dying that he didn't commit to. Ablachim isaloi, he didn't commit that while she's living with him, she has the right to expect that they should live a certain way. But the fact that his family has a higher standard of procedure for how they do the kibura, that he has no commitment to. Says no, the din of Arli Imoy applies to Lachamisa. So when he married her, he committed that he's going to give her this higher standard of a Levaya than her family. Amar B'chisto, Amar Ma'ukba, Halacha Kir B'Yehuda. Okay. So the next piece of Gemara, just because since it's Amar Chista, Amar Okpa, so the Gemara is introduce it. So it's really a new thought. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi, the Urcha, first narrow line. Derapin is Mishpachta Bekach. If it was normal for her, the members of her family, to get that. So my time at the Tanakama, Dharma Litzark, so why would the Tanakama say that that's not required? That was what was expected. The Gemara says, Urche lebdois mishpachtoi, oisen ken. For the women of his family, they do that. But in her family, not. So, early imoy, beni redis imoy. So, the Gemara says, lit on me, beulas bal nafkalon, bal yosu shal bal, lobi yuridosu shal bal, perik alopit. In the next perik, the Gemara makes this drosha, that he's forced to raise her up to his standard of living. If you marry Shlod Lahonik, So, do they hire a wet nurse or not? So he says, let her do it herself. And she says, no, that they should hire a wet nurse. His family, that wasn't the standard, that they would hire a wet nurse. When her, the family she came from, the woman would do it herself. So he's mechuyev to raise up to his standard of his family, and he cannot say, well, that's what your family does, so therefore you have to do it. She has a right to say, in your family, they hire a wet nurse, so you're committed to do that. The man became a shaita. So he can no longer dole out and take the recommitment that he has. Bezdin yordan l'chasa. Bezdin is empowered to go into his property and take from the property. Mizonim mafarnas in his ishtay. And they give mizonis, and parnasa means clothing, etc., to his wife, ubonav ubonaisav, and his children. The Dabaracher, and the Mor is going to, and Dabaracher, and something else also. Now the Mor is going to discuss what Dabaracher is. More we'll get to it back in a second. Okay. So that's what they do. So Amar Ravina Ravashi. So on this statement that Marukba said, Ravina asked Ravashi, Maishno, the Hodatanyo, how is this different than the following Braisa? Misholach Lumdina Sayyam, the person that has left town. Visha Tavas Mazonis, and the woman needs support. So Bezin Yardel Nachos, again, Bezin has the power to take from his property. Mazonim Mefarnasin Es Ishtoi, Avaloi Bonav Abinoisav, Veloi Debaracher. So there's not a requirement to take care of the needs of the children. Our Bezin is not empowered to take from the property. Take care of the needs of the children. And here we're saying that he does, the Bezin does. So that's what he asked of Rashi.
Even young kids?
I don't think so. I think the younger children he does. But I don't remember for sure.
He does what?
Support, feed him, whatever.
Okay. So Rav Ashi said back. Well, Shani Lacha, isn't there a difference? Like you're asking this question, don't you see that there's a difference? Bein Yotzei L'das, L'Yotzei Shelo L'das, the person who left, making the decision to leave, it was a conscious decision. So the conscious decision allows the person to give directives what he wants to happen. And since the person could have given directives, and the person didn't give a directive, that indicates he's not interested in making arrangements. He could have arranged somebody, listen, to take over the properties and make sure that my wife has and my children have. And he didn't do so. He's indicating he doesn't want it. So, Isha, which is a Chiyuv Ksuva, whether he wants it or not, Bezin can do it. The children, which is not a Chiyuv, that we cannot. He's indicated he's not interested because he would have made arrangements otherwise. So Bezin can't force that. But over here, where the person just became a Shoita, we have to assume it's what he wanted. He hasn't indicated otherwise. And therefore, we assume it's what he wants, and Bezin would be empowered to support the children as well. Okay. My Dabaracher, so it says over here, it mentions this, a Dabaracher. So what does it mean? Rav Chisamar is a takshit, that Bezin would also be empowered to sell property to give the wife Tachshitim. Rav Yosef Amar Tzedaka. Bez would be empowered to take from the property money for Tzedaka. Mandomer Tachshit, that we give for Tachshit. Kolshkein, we give for Tzedaka. The argument being that even though this is not something which he's mechuyev to do, but we assume that's what he wants to do. But man damer stock up, abel tachshit. Sorry, it's going on the brayse. So the brayse says below davar acher, we don't give davar acher by the case of halachah dinasayam. So what do we not give? So Rav Chisda says we don't take money for tachshitim. He says we don't take for tzedakah. So man damer tachshit that we don't give for tachshit. So kolshke we don't take for tzedakah. The man damer tzedakah we don't take. Abul tachshit yevinah we do give her tachshit. The lenichale the tinovel. We assume that the husband does not want his wife to be presented in an unpresentable way.
Are we still talking about burying her, or she's alive?
No, it's just that this is a new conversation.
Okay, so she's alive.
Yeah, she's alive.
Okay.
Yeah. The moral deal of the case she dies, that's the next case. Amar Chibur, Oben Amar Rav Huna. Mishal Chlam Dinasayam. Mesa Ishtoi. So the wife dies while he's away. Bezin yards l'nechasov, recover the oisol l'fi chvoidai. We will bury her on the level of covet of the husband. Samor says it means l'fi chvoidai below l'fi chvoidai. In a case where his level was lower than hers, we don't raise her up to the standards of her family. Ema af l'fi chvoidai means that both we cannot diminish her standards, but if his standards of his family are higher, Bezum will bury her at that standard. So Hakamashalon. So we see that when we apply to this the rule of Oyla Imoy, Veni Redis Imoy, Afila Lachamisa, that the rule that we raise her to the standard of the husband applies even Lachamisa. Omer Masna, however, if the man is dying, and he gives it sivui imesa that when the wife dies, loisik beru amin achasav, that he's not committing to use his property to bury his wife. Some shemelah the loch is that's a valid request. Okay. The more says Maishno. So it sounds like it's only true if he says this. So the man dies. She's the right to get the ksuba. When she dies, her family will be the ones who get her yerusha. In general, the Chiyuv Kavura goes on to the one who gets the Yerusha. So the case where the woman predeceases the man is the Yerush, and in conjunction with that, he has responsibility for Kavura. Over here, he's no longer going to be his family, and his children, his Yerushim, will not be the ones who are Chayiv in who will receive the Yerusha from her. If they're not the same, let's say he only has children from a different marriage, this woman, her yerusha will be from her family, not for his children. So why are his children responsible in the kibura? So why does it depend if he says it or not? Maishlo ki amar. What's the difference in the case where he says it? We say that it's a valid request because the nafli nixi kami yasmi, because the property goes to his yisrael. Remember that they own the property and they have no chiyuv and kibura for the woman. So kile omer nami, even if he doesn't say it, nixi kami yasmi rambu, the property goes to the children, and again they have no responsibility to take care of her kavura. So what's to do with him, his request? Elamur says that's not what her masna said, because that the rule is either way, there's no din kavura, they have no chiyuv kavura. Chiyuv kavura will be on whoever's who are the yorshim of the woman. Okay. Ella ha'omer, a person who says in mesu, if he dies, lo sikberuhu min chosav, he doesn't want his property used for his burial. So what's supposed to happen? So his children will get the full Yerusha, and the community will have to take care of the burial. Ein shar meloi, that's not a valid request. Lav kol haymenu, he has no power. Sheyasher es bonov, v'yapal atzma letzibur, that his children should become enriched while we're putting the responsibility on the community.
Do we ever have a case of joint property? I mean, she's so dependent on him. She's depending on the Besdin. If he goes overseas,
she has her Maisi Daim can belong to her.
That's hers.
That's hers. But theirs, she has
theirs. What's theirs, though?
You might look at Suan Barza as being joint property in the sense that she's got a interest in it that continues, whereas he gets the pair of there from.
It's a blue, you mean? Right. Yeah, but that's, I don't think that's what Jeff's talking about. He's talking about that they have
equal. This equal. Is just separate rights.
It's not like she's from millionaires or he's from millionaires and the other one's poor. It's just a simple family. But now she's. Yeah.
Is there a concept of joint? I guess. Is there a concept of joint property in general? I guess property before.
Shutras.
Before Haluka, after Yerusha, all of that's joint.
Well, okay. Yerusha is a simple Shutras. Shutras is. There's something called Shutras. Yerusha, before they divide it, there seems to be this discussion in the Achronim is whether it's it functions like a Shutras. Or it functions more along the lines of an estate type of situation. It doesn't belong to any. They don't have shutras in it. It's owned by the estate.
That it's a separate entity.
There's a corporate entity called the state. Right? The estate. That's a discussion. Zogt Rashi. The Dover Acher, towards the top of the page, the Kaman Mefarish, the more explain what Dover Acher is. So Zodin is Mezonis, that we give her food. Mefarish, and we give her other needs, Levush, Ksus, clothing.
Yeah, but what would happen if, just with the Masa Yadayim, in other words, the Masa Yadayim are sufficient for her to feed herself?
She didn't need anything then.
She doesn't have a claim on him.
Yeah, okay.
She doesn't have a claim for Mazana. She might have a claim for Parnosa. I'm not sure. I will have been on the Benoisa, but she ain't a chayiv. We're talking about the children. He's not chayiv. Now, Lacher Misa, part of Yubik Suva is he commits to the Parnosa of the children. But Bechayiv, once they reach the age of 6 or 7, he's not Mechuyiv. So we can't take for that property. So we have Maruku saying that we do support the children. The Bryce is saying we go to this and we don't support the children. So Rav Asher said back, Lushar Lukha isn't it different? Yotzi min Mokim Ladas, person who left intentionally. He could have given directives about the children. And he did not give any directive. So we assume that means Giladaita, Shana Roy Tzilazon, he has no interest in supporting them. So what happens now? So even though he said he doesn't want, but when it comes to the wife, that's part of the responsibilities of the ksuba is the support for the wife. Ishtab and Nixay, his property is meshubit to that, and Bezin can take from the property. But the children, which he does not have a chiyuv, we can't take from the property because Avol Nishtata, the Yotzim Adam Shaladas, what happened that he's not functional, not here, wasn't something which was he decided to do. We can assume Istam Anichalei she's on the bottom of an Yotzim Mishulah. He would like that to happen, and that Rebbe is empowered to take it based on the assumption that he would like that to happen, that they should support the children.
Might it be a different outcome if he, you know, thought that he's only going to be away for, you know, a couple of days, and it turns out much, you know, much longer, you know, in which case you wouldn't have expected him to make the plans.
Well, the case is the halach of Dinas Hayam.
Right.
So by definition, halach of Dinas Hayam is that doesn't happen. It was ship travel. Mm-hmm. So, by definition, that was a long period of time. It'd be a short period of time, and if not, it might be true.
Well, okay, but there's, you know, still like, you know, a week versus, you know, 2 months. You know, war breaks out, and you know, he can't, you know, get back.
I'm not so familiar with the sugya over there enough to tell you that makes a difference over there. I mean, I hear the sore. I don't know. It's referring to perfumes that they would have, they would make from the different types of herbs. So under a tachshit lo yavinu leishto, so the medina zayam we don't give a tachshit. We're not going to take from his property and start giving out stokka. Let's go back on the brisa. But the one that says stokka, takshit, we will give her. Why? Even though it's not something which he's mukhiv in the ksuba, and he did not indicate that he wants it, but Avdina, we will still give this to her. Okay, that's the first shot. The leader is a grashi. So that's the shot here from his rebbein. So grashi, second shot. The adamar uku kaimi. It's going back not on the brisa, which we don't give davar acher. It's going back on maruku. It says that in the case of nishtata, we do give davar acher. Davar misha nishtata yard lenuchasa bezon, and we give davar acher. If that's how you're going to learn, then you have to change the gears of the Gemara. So, Rechitza says, we give takshit, and Yosef says we give stock. So one says you give stock, or koshin you give takshit. One says you give takshit, but stock you don't give. Mandar mit stock, or koshin takshit. Mandar mit takshit, or stock, or loy, hasa man a time, or fidel nichol et etinov.
Are we to understand this, the besamim here are not like, yeah, more like a deodorant than,
right,
you know, really perfume in terms of...
No, it's not Chanel.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just to keep all sanitary.
No, I think it was perfume. That's how, that was the deodorant. They didn't have deodorant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In other words, it's not, you know, nowadays, you would say perfume, it, you know, it's sort of an extra enhancer rather than, you know, gee, you have to take a shower in 6 days.
It's not a basic need.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's make her presentable in the level of society. Whatever that would be. So it's a case where she dies, and he's in Dinas Hayam, so we bury her lefi chvoido. Someone says lefi chvoido below lefi chvoido, but to me the urcha was normal for her family, but lav urcha wasn't normal for his family. Me the boy the mabed law, doesn't he have to give that to her as well? So can't we take from the property to do that? How about the ain't your medicine boy? she doesn't go down to his level of standard of dying. Feel the mandamer less lay oila imor lachemisa ben yeredes isle, even though that he's not committed to raise her to his standard after her death, but they don't argue that she goes down to his standard. If this is what's normal in her family, how would they present for Lavalia? He can't take her down to a lower standard. So more means af. That definitely we have to give it lefi chavoda. But if his mishpacha, they give more, we will do that as well. Harmer besas misosai. Person says, imesi ishtoi, do not bury her from his property. Sharmeloi. The kimon who may spachia, he died first. We go with ksuba, so she has the right to get the ksuba. And a chayav lekaver, he no longer has a chayav to bury her. Ditnan yarshik yarshia yarshik ksuba so chayav mekvurasa. Her yarshim, which are the ones, will now receive the rights to collect whatever is owed to her the ksuba. They're the ones who so they collect the ksuba and then they bury her, not his yarshim. Chayav mikvuras. Tamar says, what does it do with if he says it? Nisi kama yasmi ramu. She's like kibur salem. They have no chiyuv kibura. The property goes to the children, and they have no chiyuv. It's not his property anymore. So they have no chiyuv kibura in her. Tamar says, you're right. But it's someone in the case all the way around. The man who's saying he dies and they shouldn't bury him from his property. I'll take room in the chaser element and stock. Let the community take care of his burial. We say, excuse me, you can't do it. Okay. So the Mishnah. Lo'alam hibra shusa av. So she remains in the status of being under the authority of the father. She comes to Rishus Habal Lenasuin. She has chuppah. Moser Av L'Shulchei Habal. If the husband sends people to accompany her to take bring her to his home, which that's chuppah. That's what chuppah is, to bring her into his authority. And the shulchei, and the father had sent shulchim with her. To take her there. So as long as his shulchim are accompanying her, she's still the Rishus Av. Once the Av gave her the shulchim Abal, her Av Rishus Abal. But Holach Av im shulchim Abal. Ashahoch shulchim Av im shulchim Abal, her Av Rishus Av. Masu shulchim Av, the shulchim Abal, if they no longer are going to accompany her, and they gave over the responsibility of accompanying her to the Shulchei Abal, at that point in time, Rehi B'Shus Abal.
So is that when she's, you know, given over to the Shulchei Abal exclusively, does that mean that chuppah has been accomplished?
That's equivalent of chuppah. Okay.
I mean, isn't
chuppah
with the Baal
himself? He said shluchim. We don't hold that the chuppah, you need chuppah royal abiyah. There's a Rambam like that, but Zayman's general understanding that the chuppah does not require royal abiyah to have a din of chuppah. It's just being under his authority. So if he brings her to his place together, so that's just the equivalent of doing that. I mentioned you the story of the Reinemer with the windows.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Right. The Mishabura and Simon Shin Lamed Tes. Right.
Say it again, please.
So, we were. It was by. Fredrick's Chasson was. It was in downtown Baltimore, in the hotel that used to use downtown Baltimore for Chasson's. And so the Yichud room, it turns out the Yichud room was on it's on the first floor, and there's windows out to the sidewalk.
Right.
And there were sheer curtains. So it wasn't a fully private place. So the Edom, you know, who were designated, like come running to Rabbi Einemar. We'd walked into the hall, and Adam called and was like, "What do we do?" And Rabbi Einemar says, "Like, it's no problem. What do we do? There's not a problem, right?" So he says, "It's a Farish of Mishapur," and they looked at him like, "Is that like from Mars? What is Mishapur talking about the lochas of Chuppah?" So fine, the rope passed, and that's what it is. But they walked away pretty skeptical. Rabbi looks at me and he starts laughing, and I start laughing. So afterwards, they came over to me. What's a Mishabur talk about? I said, "You don't know where the Mishabur is?" He said, "No, I don't know where the Mishabur is." I said, "I'll tell you, show you where the Mishabur is." So later on, I showed them. Mishabur in Simon Shin Lamates deals with the halachic issue of that chuppah gives the husband certain kinyanim, Yerusha, etc., and the wife's property, so it has a halachic kinyan. So you have to get that status of a woman, in the case that they used to get married on Friday afternoons, you have to get that status to be effective before Shabbos. Because he would do it on Shabbos, he'd be getting kinyanim on his wife's property on Shabbos. So therefore the Mishabura discusses at what point does he have a kinyan on his wife. That's why it's relevant to Mishabura. It's like he's not discussing Hilchos Chuppah. But so he says, Farish, that the halacha is if you'd have somebody else in the room, it's a valid chuppah. As long as it's the place which is, it's basically their place, even people be going in and out. Mishabur says the Farish, except he says, a person marries an almana, then you need chuppah really be it. So by a case he marries an almana or a grusha who's been married before, so that you have to make sure that they have a full private privacy before Shabbos, because otherwise they'll be getting the kiyanim on Shabbos and they can't be private all Shabbos then. But by psula, we don't need chuppah. You don't need chuppah really be it.
Why would you draw that distinction between psula and almana?
Because the level of chiba, which is required to create the commitments of the chuppah, is different because he's been with somebody else before. So the reason why you go to these chassas and they check the room and make sure nobody's there, the correct check, really what the Adam are supposed to be checking for, that there's no exit. Because if there's an exit, I'm saying one, maybe they left and they never did yichud.
Window's not an exit, is it?
No, window's not an exit. It means, there's another door. So I actually was once by a place, they came out there's nobody in there. I said, "That's great. Did you check running doors?" "No." I said, No. "Make sure there's no exits." Right? I actually once by Yichud room in the place I went, there was an exit. There was two doors into the room. I said, "So what are you going to do?" And they can't see it. They weren't. It was like out to a different hallway. I said, "You can't use this room because each pair of eight, even if you put two sets of Adim, each pair of Adim doesn't know what happened. So it's called Chatzi Dover. Each pair of Adim is being made of nothing.
Couldn't you have four? You have two and two.
But then it doesn't work. You have two pairs of Adim. It doesn't work because each one's being made of nothing because they have no knowledge of anything. Maybe the husband walked out or the woman walked out through the other door and they weren't together. So you're not being made on Yichud.
So that's interesting.
So that's what the Adam are supposed to be looking for. But that was the Adam are looking for, like nobody else there. From the Shabbos, it's not an issue. There's a Rambam like that. So the Rimach from the Rambam. But, meanwhile, that they shouldn't lose the Baker did the Shabbos pass. You don't think Rimach about it. Yeah.
So while each pair of Adam could be made that nobody passed them, from that we can't conclude that the couple could not have left.
Correct. Adam have to make it on
a couple, not on what happened where they were.
Right.
That's interesting.
That's the sugya of chatzidav. You can't. Adam are made on a piece of information which has no halachic significance and not called Adam.
Closets aren't an issue.
No.
It has to be a true exit.
Right. But in that situation, so the Adam can go inside the room, right, to be made.
Theoretically, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Theoretically. We know that they were there. So, not that I think that the Chassid Kal would appreciate that too much. I think that,
What are you doing in here?
Yeah. Go explain that one, right? Zakrashi. So what's the relevant over here? Vimbas Yisrael Merosa L'Kayet. So if she's a Bas Yisrael who's now had Eris into Kayin, she can't eat Truma until she has Nisuin. So saying, so he and Enochel's Betruma, so she can't eat Truma yet. And meanwhile, the father maintains all schusim that he has over his daughter. She's a nara or a katana. He would still get my siyadayim, etc.
Interesting. I mean, the first issue is the Rabbanan issue, right? With Truma.
Yes. So the more I was going to say, the point of Lelem Hibur Shazav is, because we'll see later on, that let's say they set a date for the Nisuin and that he reneged for whatever reason. So there's an opinion later on which says she starts eating truma from that point onward, because it was the husband's fault that he hasn't been machlis. So the Mishnah is saying no. Let me read Hebrew Shosahav until the actual chuppah takes place. She's still Hebrew Shosahav.
Takes us back to Beis Manal.
Yep. Right. The Shus Baal and the Suin. Klamer should come to chuppah the shame the Suin. So that's the act of giving over to Rosh Hashabal. Moshe Shruchi Av, Shoyah Av, Meshalcha Loi, Ayere Shluchav. The father was sending his daughter to her husband with the Shluchim. Upoga B'Shluchi Abal, they met the Shluchi Abal along the way. And they gave over the woman to the Shluchi Abal. So that point onward, she's Rosh Hashabal. My lo'olam, what is it saying? Always. So the Gemara lafukim remishna rishona. This is so the Tanan we learn later on. Higias man below nisu arklus mishaloi arklus b'tshuma. That if they designated a time and the husband did not come through and do the suin, so the original opinion of the Mishnah was that she may eat shuma. The Mishnah says later on. They changed that. So that's what's called Mishnah Mishnah. The first opinion of the Mishnah was that she starts eating from the husband's property, and she may eat. The responsibility of support now is on the husband, and therefore she eats truma. Kamash Shalom. This Mishnah says no, always not like that. So even though the Mishnah later on really says explicitly that the Bezin later on changed the Psak, so what's the purpose of this Mishnah? But Agaburka, the Mishnah just could throw this in. It wasn't the main point was to give over this concept of she's Meshusahab, and there's a point of a transfer, and we threw the word Loilam to add this extra point. So Kriyashi Mishnah Rishonah. Parak Alpha, it's in the next parak. He hears man shnei sechodesh lepsula mishatava habal lahochin atzel nesuin. From the point where the husband said get ready, they get 12 months. So people think that there's the gap between the eris and nesuin with 12 months. That's incorrect. You pointed it out in that phase, like Russell said. The gap is as long as they want it to be. But from the point where the husband requests that let's get ready for the nesuin, then she gets 12 months from that point on. Well, Amona, she gets 30 days. But it could be that they had the erisin and he didn't make that request until 5 years after the erisin. But once that request takes place, the clock starts ticking, and now the time came. Well, nisu, they didn't get married. And the situation was either the husband was the one who was withholding the process, he didn't move, or the complaint was it was an onus, but it was an onus, a fault on, it was something which was on his side and not on her side. So she eats from the husband's property, and if she's married to a kohen, so she's to start eating truma from that point onwards. So Mishnah says no. Our Mishnah tells me that's not true. Moser ha'av l'shulchi abal rei b'shus abal. So Zok Amarav Misiros Lako. So this process of giving her over to the Shluchi Abal or to works that he's now the full-fledged husband, so he has Yerusha, he's Mechikim Yimitama, gets my Sidayim, but except for Truma, Chutzmi Truma. Ravasi Omer Afla Truma. So the issue with Truma, there are two issues with Truma. There's two ways to understand the issue with Truma. So one issue is that we're afraid she'll eat Truma, that the husband will take her privately and find that she has a mum, which is a valid type of mum, to argue that he did not want to be married to her. And that'll retroactively be mavat to the Kedushin. It comes out, she ate Truma, b'yisr. So that can't be done until they've actually had they've been in privacy together. So Shluchi Abal, even though she's now in the authority of the husband, but Truma is a separate issue. The second argument, reason why she can't eat Truma, is because we're afraid that she's sitting in her father's home, and if the she'll eat Truma, the husband will send her Truma to eat. She'll share it with her siblings, and they are not allowed to eat Truma because she's the Israelis.
But that would be the case no matter what; she could always share it.
So therefore, we don't allow any Truma. So she won't be sharing any Truma to anybody who's not allowed.
Is she supposed to say, or he's supposed to say, that they have this before? I know they can't know until they're together, but are they sort of required to say that beforehand?
Require?
Or should they have said it?
Yeah.
That would have eliminated this question.
Right. Well,
yeah, I mean, it's Esher Levar. I mean, you know, from her standpoint, in other words, her eating the truma, she has full knowledge of whether she's got a moon.
Right.
It's all on her. I mean, it's not like he's going to be doing it this.
I understand, but she doesn't necessarily assume that he's going to react that way. I don't know.
He may not mind it.
Right. We're saying he has to decide. But we're not going to put in that situation. We're allowing that, you know, the woman thinking that she could eat this, and it's not true. So Rav learns the problem is because of the potential mum, and therefore even after there's Masira Lushus, the Shluchi Abal, she can't eat Shuma. Rav Asi learns that the whole problem is because she might share with her siblings. So once they gave her over to Rishus Abal, she's no longer together with her. She's no longer living in her father's home, sharing things with her siblings. So there's no reason why she can't eat Shuma while she's with the Shluchi Abal. So the Shluchi Abal can send along the husband can send along food to give to his wife on the trip. He can send Shuma along right away. Okay, let's hold it here.